Greetings, fellow travelers, to a land where the boundaries of reality blur and dark mysteries unfold. Join us as we unravel the secrets hidden within the heart of Alcius in these Tales from the Labyrinth.
Clockwise? The challenge of these things is in the speed, not the direction it's going. Why pick counterclockwise? Now this is a fairer fight. Alright, Elliot, don't embarrass yourself in front of the lady. As it should be. Ah. Oh. There you are, treasure chest, only a chasm away. And what a beautiful rainbow of colors you have. You would be perfect, if not for this bridge which connects us. That does not sound stable. And falling from here will definitely kill me. At least the ropes have been made tight. Okay, one limb at a time. Thank you, Labyrinth, and hello, up close, you treasure of a treasure chest. I can't say I've ever seen you choose the orange shade before. What rare thing could you be hiding in there? Now, come now. Let me see. Whoa.
I'm awake.
So you really don't remember a thing?
I remember a dreamlike state of visions passing by in their various colors, though never any shapes. And I would occasionally hear something like thunder rumbling by, but other than that, no, nothing. No images nor any names of proper things. I seemed to somehow know my way around the common tongue, and my train of thoughts appears to be in working order as well. But as far as who I was, or what I am, besides human, perhaps, I've simply no memory or impression of the thing. In fact, I feel as if this, here, is my first real place, and that you all are the first people I've ever met. Oh, yes, Martha?
I need your drinking vessel, dear. I'm off to the kitchen with him.
Right. Sorry, I didn't quite see you somehow.
Wait a minute. I can be the one to wash them, but aww. I've already got them in my hand. You've been in that kitchen long enough trying to feed one more mouth than usual. I can do a dish or two after dessert. Besides, you still have to speak to Saj as a guild mother.
Love you, dear. Thank you.
What was that concoction, by the way?
Hot chocolate, fresh off the pot. Nothing tastes better after a run through that place, and no one makes it quite like Martha.
Oh, you flattered too much, Elliot.
It was simply delicious. Along with that supper in my system, I feel completely restored. Though, I realize I'm already falling quite deeply into your debt. It's really not a problem if I stay here?
No.
I'm willing to work to earn my keep, of course.
We've taken in far worse for less. In fact, we'll be happy to have you for as long as you'd like to stay, so long as you're serious about being a helping hand. We might be a lodging capacity on paper, but we do technically have one last tiny guest room upstairs that hasn't been touched in ages. It's all yours if you want it.
Ugh, the infamous second floor guest room.
I'll take infamous over nothing. Thank you, madam. I'll be down here standing at the ready for service first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, not tomorrow morning. I'll let you sleep in and rest for your first morning above ground. In fact, how tired do you feel right now?
I suppose I can't really tell one way or the other. Perhaps I could do another half hour awake at least?
If you don't mind hearing a bit more about this place of ours.
Continue, madam.
This is Explorer's Guild number 437. I'm the guild mother in charge here, Mother Martha, guild mother, madam, whatever you want to call me is fine. Together with the researchers, explorers, and inventors who accept our contracts and contribute to our projects, we stand on the edge of what's possible down here in that labyrinth. Something we take a certain pride in. We hope to have you join us in that pride. Welcome aboard, Saj.
Welcome aboard!
Thank you all. I still don't know quite what to make of this. Hours ago, I floated about in the void, and now I'm sitting on furs by a fireplace, holding a full belly, waiting to fall asleep on a bed upstairs. What more could I ask for?
Maybe a little something waiting for you in that bed.
Elliot!
Oh my.
Wait, he said upstairs. Does that mean he'll be staying in the...
Yes.
Incredible how things work around here. So, in case they didn't tell you, it is a bit small, and also, you won't see the bed at first. You'll only see a handle sticking out of one of the walls. You pull that handle, and the bed will swing out of its hiding and onto the floor. I can help you with it the first time.
A bed that hides itself inside the walls. I'm sure the labyrinth would be proud.
One of Sasha's many great ideas. A person can even fit inside there with it.
Right, Elliot?
Oh, God's alive.
What's going on here?
We just like reminding our little rogue here how much he owes us for covering up his younger days as a ne'er-do-well.
God's alive, the people who would come to chase you down.
All who chased me had it coming. I recall a handful of thin-tempered hired guards, a few merchants charging highway robbery for stapled goods, and yes, I will admit, at least one Calfurian boy from whom I almost lost a fight.
At least once a week, we would fold him up into the wall upstairs after hearing a knock at the door. Then let the pursuers inside, feigning our ignorance. They would search the whole house, and always, always, they thought they had somehow made a mistake tracking him here, and they'd leave empty-handed.
I'm like a really good inventor.
And then the sun would go down, and we would sit and sup together as if this was a normal practice.
But how could we turn away little Elliot with those big round eyes asking, please, pretty please, madam, can I hide in here? They come to get me.
Oh, such sweet small beginnings.
Let's make no mistake. That cute little boy grew up to be the most effective member of your guild. And, still is.
Effective, maybe. You'll always be our favorite.
Your favorite, who is also the best at everything.
But what is it exactly that you do here at this Explorer's Guild? Pardon my assumptions, but you don't seem to be interested in fossils and relics.
You know, things haven't changed much since those days Martha was talking about. I'm among my fellow criminals here. Sleep with one eye open.
You wish.
Come on, Al. Give him what it says in those books we keep for children.
Okay. All right. Here it is. From the books. We all live on a continent called Alcius. At the center of that continent is a titanic, merciless desert, and underneath that desert and beyond is a city of tunnels and chambers built by migrants of an ancient time. All underground. Those tunnels and chambers which they made habitable are collectively referred to as the City of Encephalon, a city which still thrives today in its hermetic privacy. But directly knit into the underground fabric surrounding Encephalon is a labyrinth unlike any we have seen since time began. When we refer to it, we call it as the one and only, the Labyrinth, with a capital L. The things we have seen in that place have fed the imaginations of our hearts for centuries. The people who go down there into the labyrinth are called ambassadors, people like myself. They bring back gold, weapons, anything they find that looks worthy of study, in exchange for keeping some of that haul to themselves. No questions asked.
Well, some questions asked.
So that, in a nutshell, is my occupation of choice. An ambassador. And as the guild mother with all the best contracts, Martha here is our employer.
Guild halls are formed for two reasons: to exchange information and to make money on contracts. Ambassadors who live in rooms next to each other, who break bread every morning, who talk to each other, who exchange experiences with each other, they make each other better ambassadors for all of it. So we bring them contracts and let them stay. A rising tide lifts all boats.
This is all much to take in, new friends. But what of my own origin from within the treasure room? What happened there?
That is difficult to answer. Okay, so there are rooms of treasure chests waiting at certain ends of the labyrinth's various tracks. Most of them only become visible to the naked eye after the solution of a challenge waiting inside. We don't, however, usually find people down there in the labyrinth that didn't come from up here first. In fact, though we'd have to check the reports of the Continental Archive to be sure, I don't think anyone ever has before today. You might be the first of your kind, Saj.
What made you call him Saj, by the way?
It's what we called you on the streets if you didn't have a name or couldn't speak the common tongue. No one really knows where it came from.
I did immediately like it when you said it. Saj. The whole name's out in one breath, yet it lingers in the air for a while. Saj. I still like it.
And we're sure he wasn't placed in there by someone? People have some deep, dark connections in and around the labyrinth.
I didn't see any other signs of activity in that room, and I watched that treasure chest materialize myself. A person would have to know where those treasure chests come from, and no one knows that.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, everything is not yet in the labyrinth.
May we never forget it.
I must admit, my eyelids do feel a bit heavy.
Come on, let's get that bed ready for you.
That sounds wonderful, my lady. Lead the way.
Elliot. Let me see those gloves of yours. These palms are nearly torn to shreds. What happened here?
Well, I was planning on letting you read it in my report, but I've been saying for ages that there's something up with those rope bridges, and today, that something finally happened. I took 3 steps and immediately that whole thing collapsed on me. Not a thing about the room told me this would happen. Nothing that I could have done differently.
God's alive. I'm glad you didn't fall. I'll make sure it's noted somewhere other than just in your usual reports. You did great today. Not to say his name too loudly in here, but Boston Stonehelm commissioned a retractable harpoon gun from the Clayton Armory ages ago. Only took them a few weeks of testing to get right. It must be nice to shoot yourself across and not bother.
What's this about Boston Stonehelm?
Oh, about how that rich bastard hero doesn't have to deal with peasant problems like a broken rope bridge in a treasure room?
Stonehelm Schmonehelm. Sounds to me like the Kaletians took advantage of his purse strings. I bet you I could build you something like that all by myself in less than 20 minutes flat.
Oh, really?
If you know the physics of the thing, then you already know everything. And if you know your magic, you can build it.
Let's discuss it further after my morning contracts are done. What needs doing here and now?
Can you take one last look around the guild hall, then put out the fire before retiring to bed? We should be down and asleep by then.
That I can. Night, you two. Love you both. Bows, keys, wallet, mask, and torch, and backpack of everything else. Alrighty.
I see an early riser.
No, what? Sorry, did you say something?
Just saying good morning. Always so thoughtful for you to leave us notes, by the way.
Just a few ideas on how I might be able to help with Saj. Plus a draft of that commission we said we'd talk about. Hope that's a reasonable price, given Sasha's talents.
You always forget the family discount. I'll bring these numbers down a bit and show it to Sasha once she gets up. Now tell me you have something to eat in that backpack.
Loaf of bread and a sealed vessel of yesterday morning's stew.
Then you sound ready to me. Good luck today. May the bridges be sturdy and kind.
Thank you, Martha. I'll see you soon.
Hey, you're finally awake. Guess who left us another note?
Is this note a legible note?
While his long hand is getting better, no, not even close.
Ugh. Good morning, my love.
Good morning, dearest. Who's ready to start on some commissions?
Ugh.
Same answer as last morning, I see.
I have been endlessly tired lately. Then Saj being here got me too excited to sleep. You, of course, were out like a light and slept peacefully.
Come on now, commissions used to get you so energized, and some of them are even really paying. Especially that one from the Cletian army. What is it they're paying all that gold for over there in Limitavis?
Your guess is as good as mine. What they sent me was a 6-page blueprint for a kind of longsword made of various alloys around the hilt and blade. I don't know how I'm supposed to make it without the whole thing shattering to pieces once it's time for the blade to cool down. I'm gonna have to improvise something to send back to them just to know that I tried something. We have metals to spare, and I know we need the money.
Marcus wouldn't have had his people send it your way if he didn't trust you. And you should get breakfast started before everyone else wakes up with their own.
Oh, goodbye, Sasha.
Well, good morning, sleepyhead. Come, follow me into the kitchen. I'm just about to get our morning stew started.
Good morning, Mother Martha. Heavens, it is bright out here. Have I overslept through morning and made it to midday?
Actually, the day only just broke earlier this hour.
God's alive. You don't mean it'll only get brighter.
I'm afraid so, but your eyes should have adjusted to these changes. You're saying it still hurts you to see?
Nothing too unbearable, but yes, it does. The guest bedroom not having any windows, I was able to sleep and wake without a problem, but out among the windows of the guild hall proper, my eyes have been burning from the light as if they'll never adjust.
Well, what can't be explained will have to be dealt with in the meantime. I'll go find a piece of cloth which you can use as a blindfold to shield your eyes. Come sit. I'll wrap this leather belt around your eyes till I come back. I think I have just the thing to perfectly shield your eyes in my linen closet upstairs. I'll only be a minute. Yell if the stew boils over.
Anything you say, madam. Thank you. Starting to smell good in here. Wait. What's that? Well, that's a sound I know. But how is it here, and how am I hearing it now?
All right, this should be perfect. A narrow length of cloth I kept from a Pylian dress I resized years ago. You should be able to see through it like a screen. Here, tie this on while I check the food. Yes, that's coming along just right.
Thank you. I can see with ease now. My eyes are grateful to you, madam.
Glad to hear it. The sun shield of fabric suits you perfectly. You can see out, I can't see in. It might be unsettling otherwise.
Fascinating to have fabric capable of something like this on hand.
There's a reason I didn't sell a scrap of it. It's fabric from Pylos, the rarest and most expensive of textiles in the land. No matter the occasion, it's somehow always the right thing to wear for the person wearing it.
But madam, there's something I have to ask you.
Ask away.
I know the harshness of daylight can be relative, felt differently from person to person based on how adjusted their eyes may be. But certainly the daylight outside implies a clear, sunny day and does not imply a lurking storm. And surely you heard those pangs of thunder just now.
I heard no such thing. Thunder?
You didn't hear it. First a lone rumbling, then a second, then a third, as if right under our roof.
But there's no way you could. I was upstairs, I would have... You said you remember the sound of the thunder from the chest.
Yes, I know that sound well. I would never dream in figures, only in impressions and sounds. It was a kind of thunder dream before Elliot arrived, with rumblings and crashings coming and going from a muffled sky.
Okay, one last thing. Has it always been easy to count these rumblings? They don't usually overlap.
Usually? Yes, now that you mention it. Take last night, for example. Before Elliot arrived, it was 1, 2, 3... Then a crash of rain immediately after.
And you're sure about that number?
Absolutely. Martha!
Yeah! I'll start a new one in a moment. What you may have heard definitely could have sounded like thunder, but I was only upstairs on the second floor walking around. I don't think the thunder you heard inside the box was just a stray sound from your dreams. Elliot told me last night that when he tried to use the rope bridge in the treasure room, he only made it 3 steps before it crashed to pieces on him. So, 1, 2, 3, crash, just like your dream.
What does it mean? What can we do?
I need to talk to Sasha, but it's almost time for everyone to eat. Stir that stew for a few more minutes and start putting it into these empty bowls above the stove and serve them out in the den. You can pour one out for yourself to eat as you work if you're already hungry.
Mmm, delicious.
You can count on me, madam.
Glad to hear it. They'll be out any minute now. Sasha, make room for one more commission today, and it's urgent. I can't believe you already did this.
Told you it wouldn't take me longer than 20 minutes.
What a fascinating device. How does it function?
It's a relatively simple design. The chain here coils around these little hooks in the handle so that it stays out of your way while you're carrying it. When you're ready to use it, you take the chain out, drop it on the floor, and then aim the hook where you want it to go. Brace yourself for recoil and pull the trigger down here. The secret is the small gem of mana infused with fire in the rear chamber here. Pulling the trigger lets loose a small explosion from it, one with more than enough force to launch the hook wherever you want it to go. Once it's hooked onto something on the other side, you can pull yourself over like a spider on a line would.
Truly amazing.
That's why we pay her well around here.
So why did I make this again? You said you'd only tell me after I finished it.
I have an experiment. Saj, I heard you say there were 3 thunderclaps and a crash of rain before Elliot found you. Is that right?
That's right, madam.
And Elliot told us he took 3 steps on the rope bridge before it collapsed. I say there must be some connection between the treasure chests and the rope bridge. So I say we bypass the bridge.
Bypass the bridge?
Yes. We test the labyrinth's own system against itself.
Ooh, that's a bold experiment, my love.
I thought so. Only we shouldn't hold on to this thing as long as it's ready for use. I'm worried that the labyrinth might try to pull a fast one on Elliot again, and what use would this new device be sitting here waiting at the guild?
I wish I didn't have so many commissions. You think one of the other ambassadors can meet up with Elliot somewhere?
No, no need to bother anyone else. I'll go myself.
What? Are you sure?
I'm sure. Our ambassadors all have urgent matters for today. You've got commissions, and Saj is occupied remembering how to be a person. I'm the best fit by far.
But Elliot's been gone for at least a few hours now. How will you catch up to him, or even find him, down in that part of the labyrinth?
Oh, that part's a little easier. This is a sending stone. They come in pairs, and we use them to send compact, powerful signals of mana from one stone to the other, no matter where in the world the other stone might be.
Fascinating relic. But how will that help us find his location?
Well, first we need him to know to stop moving from room to room so that we can track him.
We'll send him a signal, like this. That should let him know that we're trying to locate him. Once he finds someplace safe to stand still, he'll send a signal back to us to let us know that he's ready to be located. Then we'll use a different kind of magic to locate him in the labyrinth, and finally, we zap our way to him with a teleportation circle. Nice and easy.
You certainly make it sound easy, my lady.
Well, shall we? This is a map of all we know of the Forgotten Depths part of the labyrinth. We put the sending stone on top of this blank map like we would a paperweight, and then we take some liquefied magic, which I keep a few vials of right here on my belt, and then...
Perfect timing.
Indeed.
Okay, unless you know what you're doing, stand back.
Amazing.
That's how it's done.
And there's our Elliot. Right there near the end of his track. We may have just made it in time.
Sounds like it's time for the real magic. Saj, if it's no longer too much for your eyes outside, do you think you could gather some stones for the teleportation circle? Doesn't matter what kind they are, just so long as they're about the size of your head.
Yes, my lady. I should be able to handle that. I'll go now, while there's still some clouds in the sky for shade. Happy to help.
Thanks, old man.
Reminds me of old times.
I loved your ambassador days. You still tell the best stories I've ever heard.
I know that it's a doomed dark place, but I almost called those winding walls home once. It'll be good to say hello to them again.
I'm sure they've missed you terribly.
You're sure?
Of course I'm sure. I would.
Lovely little blade I found. Not usually a longsword guy, but I have to admit, I've saved so many arrows this way. Of course, this part is truly disgusting. An arrow stays where it is after it breaks off inside of a creature's gut. The sword, however, you must retrieve and take with you, and thus, you're always cleaning it. Ugh. This room should be, or I guess it should have been, my last trial by combat. I believe the last chamber of monsters on the track I'm currently passing through. Isn't that right, my dear Labyrinth? Isn't the next room one more room of passing before you let me take your latest treasure? Haven't been counting. Haven't been checking my map for the last few rooms, but I do feel it. Feel that I know exactly where I am. Now tell me, is my feeling true? Ugh, and it is. How I love this place. Martha and Sasha. That must be something urgent. Okay! Now, where was I? So they'll find me here, in a room of passing. Cobblestone, some running water, and a writing desk. The perfect meeting place. Ugh, thank you, Labyrinth. Mwah. Gods and demons! Martha? Oh, God, it's just you?
Well, why not? Somebody else might have gotten it wrong. It's good to finally see you in action down here. Though I guess you really do wash most of the blood off in the river before coming home. Right now, you resemble a slaughtered pig.
Aw, now look who flatters too much. Today's is actually particularly bad. I've been trying out this longsword here I found to save arrows, but it's a lot messier doing things up close and personal. But enough about what I'm holding in my hands. What about what you've got in yours? Did Sasha...
Yes.
So that's what I think it is?
Made in less than 20 minutes.
Gods, I love this guild.
We need you to test it out as soon as possible for a little experiment.
Well, you don't have to ask me twice, and you caught me just in time. Treasure room's right up ahead. I'm guessing you'd rather tell me why I'm doing this on the walk home?
Yes, please. I'm already so glad to be seeing this world again, but I know the danger. We should hurry back before anyone at the guild hall worries.
Is it good to be down here again for a while? How long's it been? 6 years, at least?
It is good to be back in its way. This room of passing, for example, is so lovely. I forgot what it was like to hear the water and feel like I might stay.
Some say that what's really passing in these rooms is the time.
Some are bound to say things like that, but for now, let's just pass through it.
Yes, let's. After you.
Is that the target? Moving around counterclockwise?
You see what I have to deal with? Damn, Martha. I didn't even see you warm up your fingers.
Had a little bit of practice on some squirrels while Sasha and Saj built a portal. But the challenge of these things is in the speed, and that new one is probably too fast for me. Can you give it a shot?
I'd be delighted.
Do they always change direction like that?
Only around here they do. All the ones around the Forgotten Depths are like this. Seems to always be before the last hit, too.
Don't step on the bridge. It's part of the experiment.
Is it time to test our gadget?
It is. First, we drop the chain onto the ground. And now we point and shoot these hooks at something to get us over.
Can you see the ceiling in here? Because I can't. I think it might be too far up.
Let's not risk harming the device or ourselves. I say we just aim it at the platform where the treasure is and shimmy over the chasms below. We'll have to maintain a careful grip and not look down until we cross.
Frightful, but not impossible. Would you like to do the honors, Guild Mother?
I would. Stand a little further behind me for this. Okay, here goes nothing.
God! Ah!
We have contact. Let me fasten the chain of the post from the bridge. Perfect. Now, you go across first. Remember to take your time.
I will. And done. And would you look at that? This chest stayed a rainbow instead of picking a single color.
Open it, Elliot. It could be a rare treasure, maybe something no one has ever laid eyes on before.
Well, then hurry on over here yourself. No way I'm opening this thing without you.
Are you sure? Can't you just open the chest first and then I'll walk over the bridge?
And risk spoiling the experiment? I won't allow it. I'll hold the chain steady and help you over once you're close enough. You can do this. Come on over.
Okay. One limb at a time.
I've got you.
Thank you, Elliot. I love the labyrinth, but gods do I hate its heights.
Heights are for the birds. Here, come look. There's not even a lock on the rainbow chest. Would you like to do the honors once again? I mean, I open three of these things a day, after all.
Let's both open it together. That seems fairest. On the count of three. On three. One.
Two.
Three. God's alive.
God's alive.
Tales from the Labyrinth is a Patronized production. The role of Elliot was played by Justin Chesney. Saj was played by Max Henry. Martha was played by Claire Solly. Sasha was played by Mary Kate Baraska. Narration by Will Thome. Tales from the Labyrinth is created by Ross Lampert. The Man in the Box, written by Ross Lampert. Directed by Rob Mobley. Art design by Tony Patron. Casting by Rob Mobley. Music by Ross Lampert. Edited by Will Thome.